There are islands floating in the oceans made of plastic debris, and those islands are almost invisible because the plastic debris are below the surface of the oceans, and it's very difficult to see them, but they are there. So it's a big problem, but it doesn't have an image. So I'm trying to give an image so that people can really see what's going on. So I made up the garbage patch state, and I have declared this federal state at the UNESCO in Paris in April 2013. Then after that, as most of the states have a pavilion at the Biennale in Venice, I have built a pavilion in the courtyard of University Ca' Foscari.
Was it successful?
Yes, it was very successful.
What were people's reactions?
Curiosity and astonishment, because most of the people is not aware of the problem. And here at the UN, we want to create awareness not only amongst people, but also to the governments, to people that can decide.
Can you describe the project for those who are listening but who can't actually see it?
Here in the main lobby of the UN building, the Secretariat, you see like a snake made with millions of bottle caps, colored bottle caps, crawling from the outside inside. And it's very colored, and the image is doubled by a mirrored wall. It's a joyful image. I don't want to shock people in a wrong way. I want the people really get close to this problem.
And what kind of solutions can be brought to this problem? What is it that we can do about this problem?
Unfortunately, we cannot do anything but stop it, stop the problem, because it's a problem that is growing every day.
You mean stop using plastic, or what do you mean by stopping it?
No, I'm not against plastic. I mean, we cannot imagine our life without plastic. The problem is the use that we made of plastic. We throw away things, we use things only once, and we throw away, we don't recycle it, and these plastic things go in the oceans at the end.
And you said before that they float in the ocean, but they float below the surface level, and are they intact, broken down? Can you describe the problem?
Yeah, because all the plastic that reaches the oceans through the river, it's trapped in a gyre. I mean, there are five gyres in the world. They're trapped in five big gyres that slowly gather all this plastic to the center of the oceans. And there is a patch, they are compact. What happens is that with the sun and the mechanical action of the sea, plastic breaks up in small pieces. I mean, medium pieces, fish, they eat it and they die. And otherwise, they are smaller pieces, because with time, plastic go back to be polymers. So fish eat these polymers, and it goes in their organism and eventually in the food chain.
What reaction are you hoping to get from people here at the UN and governments?
I would like to create awareness. I'm an artist. I just raised the problem. I don't know. I just would like people to know that this is one of the most important problems in the world of pollution problems.